When you come to this morning, we hear the word Sabbath used. The word Sabbath is taken from the Hebrew word Shabbat, which literally means rest. Here are a few examples of rest and the Sabbath found in the Bible. In the story of creation in Genesis, we hear, on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. This tells us that God both works and rests. In the first reading this morning, Deuteronomy tells us that the Sabbath suggests that the Sabbath is most fully used as a day of worship by the demonstration of compassion and justice. After all, the Sabbath itself is a remembrance of God's justice and compassion in delivering Israel from slavery in Egypt. Let's hear what the fourth commandment says.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God's pattern of working 6 days and resting on the seventh, making an explicit link between creation and Sabbath observance.
The history of the Sabbath is the weekly observance of the Sabbath to be a constant reminder to the Jews of God's continuing presence in creation and in history. The Sabbath is a vivid dramatization of the reality that all of our life is holy and filled with wonder and meaning in the sight of God. The strict practices of the Sabbath were meant to ensure that every Jew treat the day as special. 6 of these days had given up to us for work, and 1 for prayer, rest, and making reparation for our sins. So that also on the Lord's Day we may atone with God. In the first century of the church, the Sabbath as a Sunday observance is found in the Gospels of Matthew and John, establishing the proclamation of the resurrection as occurring after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, which would be our Sunday. Christians mark the day of resurrection as their day of celebration. The high point of their celebration was the breaking of the bread, which is the term used in the Eucharist and the fellowship meal that was part of the Eucharistic celebration. Today, we see the result of this practice in our present Eucharistic liturgy. The first half of our liturgy, the liturgy of the Word, is basically the synagogue service of Scripture, praise, prayer, and interpretation of Scripture. At the offertory, we leave the synagogue service to join our Lord at the altar as our ancestors did on the first day of the week. This is the liturgy of the Holy Communion, or the liturgy of the bread. The Sabbath principle is that we must consecrate a portion of our time and keep it free from the demands of work or productivity, allowing it to take on a distinctive character of worship. The Sabbath principle allows us to focus on God in a different way than the working week allows, and to enjoy his blessing in a distinctive way. Importantly, it also gives us space to allow our worship of God to manifest itself in social compassion, care, and love. Our worship on the Sabbath flavors our work during the rest of the week. Human beings need a rhythm of work and rest in order to live up to their God-given potential. Just as God gives people important work to do, God also asks people to rest periodically from their labor. Work gives each individual the opportunity to partner with God in his goals for creation, while rest lets each person enter into communion with God in enjoyment of creation. Ideally, all people would work their rest in comfortable alternation, leaving humanity physically healthy, mentally stimulated, and spiritually fulfilled. The Sabbath can be viewed as countercultural, an alternative to the demanding, chattering, and pervasive presence of advertising, television, sports, cell phones, and all electronic devices that constantly devour all of our rest time. The rest we need is not seeking late, even though that's very good for your body, and who wouldn't want the opportunity to seek late? The true rest that we all need is to be able to clear our minds. Today, we live in a frenzied culture that puts demand on us in every area of our lives. And an bonus to taking time for silence and rest is that it restores the nervous system, helps sustain energy, and conditions our minds to be more adaptive and responsive to our complex environments. The true rest that we all need is to be able to clear our minds. Why is rest so difficult? Unfortunately, rest is difficult and elusive for some of us. We all can come up with many reasons not to rest, or we get distracted from taking a rest due to possibly feelings of fear, uncertainty, or guilt if we rest. We don't want to feel we are unproductive or unaccomplished. For some of us, taking a rest means we are no longer self-sufficient and no longer in charge of our lives. Can you name what is distracting you from resting? Rest is not passive, but active and full of faith. Rest is sitting before the Lord and laying all your desires and concerns before Him. It is drawing all your needs from Him. Mother Teresa would once ask, "What does God do when you pray?" She responded, "He listens." And then she was asked, "What do you do when you pray?" And she said, "I listen." Listening to the Lord is active and full of faith, clearing your mind and resting. How can we listen when we are just being so busy? How can we observe the Sabbath and rest? We can attend church with our family and friends, which can help instill certain holiness to the time of rest and renewal. We should keep it simple and keep it restful, allowing the opportunity to clear our minds. We can participate in restful activities that complement a close relationship with God, appreciating God's creation in some easy, leisurely way. Is an inspiring activity quite appropriate for us to do on the Sabbath day. God gives us the gift of the Sabbath to provide us with an opportunity to rest, recharge, renew, enrich, and refresh our souls and our bodies. We must be intentional about making time to rest and enjoy God's wonderful gift of the Sabbath. The Sabbath law is not designed to burden us, but to provide an opportunity to rest. Rest, the Sabbath, puts us in direct contact with eternity. The Sabbath rest prefigures the coming day of God's eternal rest. The Sabbath puts us in direct contact with eternity, a place where we are not judged for what we do or make or accomplish. The Sabbath is God's day for loving us for who we are, beloved of God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.